The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Not every tree would suit a garden, but does every garden suit a tree? Get your head around that one. To chat about this and get some advice, I'm joined by gardener Mary Staunton. Hello.
Oh, hello to you too.
We were celebrating the great weather. Now we have a snow and ice warning and a status yellow.
I'm not coming in here anymore.
I know we've jinxed it. It's not great, is it? I mean, people trying to plant things.
The rain is sideways at the moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dreadful. But look, it is going to get better because that's just the way it is. And cherry trees are flowering. There's lots of stuff that is ahead. So, you know, there's a lot to look forward to.
So your message about trees is that they're not just for the big back garden.
No, they're not. Listen, there's so many little trees that are you know, for every garden, even a patio garden, even a balcony. So if you're looking for something for a small balcony, you could do something like a Japanese acer. So you've seen bonsai and how they do that. But there's small Japanese acers that are very suitable for a big pot that you only top dress every year. So that's just taking out the top of the soil around the pot, putting more new fresh compost in and maybe a bit of food, and that'll keep it going. But it's with the watering. Now, acers on a balcony, that's a windy location. Kind of steer away from that one. You could put camellias or anything like that, shrubs, but they still have evergreen leaves and they'd be lovely. So there's plenty for small gardens. Small garden, I have an amelanchier in mind. So it's little white flowers. Very dainty tree, doesn't get too big, ideal for small gardens, and it has most beautiful autumn foliage. So really nice kind of reds.
Give
and
me
crimsons.
The name of that again.
Amelanchier.
Yeah. Okay, and what does it look like? So you said white flowers.
So little white flowers that be coming in now shortly in spring, and then it has kind of, I suppose, crimson foliage. You wouldn't even notice, but when it comes to autumn, it goes, you know, beautiful red.
And is that, do you mention that because he's a manageable fella?
Very manageable and really good in kind of heavy soils, you know. So and even if an exposed sort of area, excellent tree.
Okay, we have questions coming in from our listeners. Now there is a question which I think you've just answered. What small tree would you recommend for planting in heavy ground? Is it that one?
Amelanchier would be a go-to. It's just one of those that does really well. There's no, you know, it's not going to let you down. And clay soils can be very heavy. So, I mean, you can add in a lot of stuff to make your soil better. But sometimes you just have to go with the flow and go with what you've got.
This listener has a semi-detached house with a small garden. The house is looking onto our gardener at a height.
Yeah.
A height. Mm. What trees do you recommend to add privacy that would grow quickly? So they're looking for a bit of shelter and a bit of privacy. Quick growing trees. Thank you, Sarah, for the question.
Sarah, a lot of the houses now are three story, so you might notice they're taller.
The duplex, yeah.
So the problem there is you can get things like Pittosporum Elizabeth that will grow quick enough. They're not going to get up there, you know, in next year. You can get what's called, they're called pleached trees. So they're on a leg or on a stem and then they're on a frame. So they're already high and then they're on a frame just at the top of the wall. And you can get things like evergreen oak.
So you're attaching it to your wall.
You're attaching it to your wall and then the frame. So you'd need, if it was a wide back garden, most gardens now are kind of small. They're not that wide. So you maybe have three or four of them at the back and that will give you instant privacy. If that's what you want. Otherwise, you have to wait for things to grow. So you're looking at taxus, you're looking at grisalinea. They're the easier ones. Pittosporum is a really nice hedge and it can get up there, three or four along the back of the wall there would be fantastic.
But you're going to have, you have to have patience with this. It takes a few years for this to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they say about when is the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago.
Yes.
Because we're never going to, if you look at oak trees, you're never going to see them in their absolute gloriousness. Sure, you're not, you know, in our lifetime. But when you walk into a parkland and see them and how majestic they are, they're, you know, trees are amazing.
And what's your advice to people when it comes to planting trees and the roots and what's going to happen over time and what you need to watch out for? Like, you don't want your wall lifting in a couple of years' time, right?
So, exactly. So, cherry trees are notorious for, they tend to, as they get older, the roots come over ground. Now, that can look really nice in a big garden where you can underplant with daffodils and small little anemones and stuff. And it looks like a woodland. Really nice.
Beautiful. But otherwise, you break your neck on them.
So don't plant a cherry near a wall is the answer to that one. You know, I've backed to my amelanchier and lovely, you know, crab apple trees and things like that would be lovely instead of something like that. If you have the space, they're glorious. Magnolias, I mean, they're just about coming into flower now and some are even in flower, they're a bit ahead. Magnolia soulangiana. You might have seen it. It's like a bouquet of creamy pink flowers at the moment.
Gorgeous.
Tulip-shaped flowers. Stunning.
And they have neat roots, do they?
They do have neat roots. And so does Magnolia stellata. For an even smaller garden, you could go with something like that. So they will flower this time of the year. And they're, you know, once they're looked after and they don't need very, they would need very little pruning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in fact, if you plant it where it should be, right in the kind of the middle of the garden or away from a wall, they will attain their gorgeous shape. If you put it too close to the wall, they're going to be look a bit squashed. So
right.
Keep them out from the wall.
Keep them out a little bit. Now, this listener would like to plant a native hazel tree in their small garden. Is that a suitable tree for a small town garden, as they describe it?
Hazels tend to get bulkier at the stem, so they tend to come out and out and out. So it's not ideal for a very small garden. Generally, you would a contorted hazel would what maybe you would consider for a small garden. So they're grafted and it would have contorted kind of stems on them.
What's this now? Genetically modified hazel
exactly,
tree?
Yeah, it's grafted. So it has it's on the rootstock, but it has really interesting spirally stems up top. So that'd be better for a smaller garden. I would suggest maybe if you're looking for something like that, you'd go for a crabapple or a hawthorn, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would be nice because they're native as well. Hawthorn.
So many people are talking about first communions.
Oh yeah,
what to wear first of all. And how to fix the garden. So listen to this one.
Yeah.
What garden border plants or shrubs to plant now for some colour in late May? Because they have a first communion and they're trying to get the garden into shape along with everybody else in the country who has an 8-year-old in the house. So go.
Right. So peony roses. Stunning. So they will be just out, just in time for the old photograph. Also, if you have a kind of a pergola or an arch or something like that, you could put a Clematis avalanche and they'll be full of white little flowers. Very nice for photographs. Absolutely gorgeous. So Brunnera, you have...
Brunnera.
So nice silver leaves. And then they have blue little, like, forget-me-not flowers on the top. Really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a woodland.
It just needs to look well.
Yeah.
It needs to look
instantly.
Clean and glamour. Instant glamour. Instagrammable instant glamour.
Well, I'll give you a tip. If you edge a border, so you've cut the grass and you edge your border and give it a nice, clean edge, and then your plants will, they automatically look better. They just, you know, because everything looks tidy and they automatically look better. But peony roses, along with late flowering tulips, along with the Brunneras, you know, your Nepetas are coming in. There's all sorts of lovely stuff at that time of the year.
Okay. And it's doable because it is March now. So you have the time to do it.
And a little tip. Can I give you a quick tip?
Yeah.
In the garden centres at the moment, they're selling herbaceous perennials. So these are the ones that look wow in the middle of the summer. But they're 4 for 20 now.
4 for 20.
Ta-da. But they will go up because once they come out of those smaller pots, they will be $9.99 per plant. So
get
if you can get them now, then that'll
be remind us what they are again.
So they're herbaceous perennials and they're selling them in garden centres for 4 for 20.
There you go. Mari Staunton getting you out to get your 4 for 20s. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Lovely to see you. My thanks to everybody for getting in touch today. Thanks for all of your messages. If you missed anything, you can listen back on the Go Loud app.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.